Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Dean TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
All right, welcome to another week of So You Think You Can Dance here on AfterBuzz TV. We're so excited you're joining us. We've got two great guests for you. I'm Kristen Burt, but let me introduce my co-host. Across the table, it's Jake Dupree.
Hi, I'm Jake Dupree.
We have a new face for you. She'll be joining us this season. Everyone give a warm welcome to Allison Dean.
Hello, I'm Allison Dean!
Woo! If you're missing Chloe West, she will be back next week. Fingers crossed. All right.
Yay.
I know we miss her. But our guests on the couch making a third appearance, right?
Woo.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Jake Boyd.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
yes,
so.
We have dancers. And next time, making her first appearance.
Oh, my God.
Yay. Lauren Froderman. Actually, Frody. It just sounds more appropriate. I feel like I'm like the teacher reading off the... You know, at the beginning of the year,
Lauren
Froderman.
Yes.
Season 7, kids. I just was watching your auditions just to kind of, like, go back in time, and you guys were babies.
So baby.
Does it seem like a million years ago? Because it even feels like it for me sometimes.
Oh, yes. I think about it. It's easy because it was 2010.
Right.
And so then I'm like, oh, wait, we're in 2015. It was 5 years ago. Otherwise, I'd be like, didn't that happen last century?
Yeah. Or sometimes you're like, did that just happen?
It was like last week.
It is. It's either I did it yesterday or I did it an eon ago.
Yeah.
But at the same time, somehow I've done both.
Yes.
Time is not...
Irrelevant.
Yeah.
And we've got a whole new format, so totally different than what you guys did. So initial thoughts on street versus stage so far?
Brody has an opinion. No, I think it's interesting because, like I was telling you, I think it gives definitely an advantage for the street dancers because they don't have to do the contemporary and jazz, and we get to see more of their genre, which I think is really interesting. It's bringing a new element as well. So I think that's, like, the big twist. I think that's what they're trying to really promote is the street dancers because... Since that, you know, it was kind of dominated by the stage dancers, if you look at our winners. Yes, we do have Russell and things like that.
Fiction,
but
yep.
In fiction, yes. People usually, you know, they took the boy and the girl. But that's what's great about it, I think, the new format. New genres, new people from different places and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Frody?
Well, I think it just kind of breathes new life into the show just overall because I was sitting down and watching it and I found myself like getting excited about it because I don't know what to expect at all. And so it's kind of interesting because normally, even being on it, when I would watch the show afterwards, I'd be like, oh God, the memories and like, oh, this is so crazy. Mm-hmm. But now I'm watching it and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. Like, I don't know what's going to happen to these people. Like,
right.
It's so, and even like the little like drama that they,
yes.
the drama elements.
Like when Twitch hits the brick and it claps. I'm just like, oh, okay.
He's a superhero.
Yeah. Guys. Wait, what's Travis's name?
Trav Man.
Trav Man.
Oh my God.
It's amazing.
All right. Yeah.
It's amazing. You went to choreography round, by the way.
I did. They don't have that anymore.
No, they don't have that anymore. And I was thinking, I watched your audition again. I was like, they
so
sent
stupid.
You to choreography? Are you kidding me?
Do you want to know a secret?
Yes, do it.
Someone once told me, a.k.a. Stacey Tukey, said that they needed more boys in the choreography round. So they put me in.
You were the guinea pig? Because your technique was really flawless.
But you know what? I was so nervous. I'm so glad that I did that. And the girl that I partnered with is still a friend of mine.
Okay.
So it was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, hey, Morgan Larson.
But I just felt like the injustice. It's 5 years
ago.
Yeah,
but then
I got to
take another class for free. And it was, I had never really worked with Mandy. And it was Mandy's
that's
class.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Way to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I was just like, if I get cut, at least I got more class out of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when you're 18, you're just like, give me class.
Now I'm like, ugh.
It does happen, and then your bones hurt a little bit more, and your muscles ache, and you're just like, are you going to be live tweeting the show again this season? I was watching.
Oh, my gosh.
It was you and Robert, right?
Yes, we had a fun time doing that, and then I think we just kind of like dropped off and
travel.
Yeah.
Travel. Went to Vegas.
Yeah,
went to Vegas.
And So I don't know. Maybe.
We'll see. The commercial breaks were kind of like the best part. Like, oh, they were always like the pictures. Most bizarre photos.
Oh, yes. Brody with a camera. Brody with a camera.
I know. Honestly, it got a little scary. I think that's what it was. It got a little too scary. Like, we were like, okay.
Hold up.
We can't let everybody know together. How weird we are. Like, we need to rein this
in. I like the weirdness. I don't know. I'm a big fan of weird.
That's awesome.
Let's go to Detroit, you guys. But now, even though this is technically, this is the third city, but it was the third city in the auditions, but they were all out of order like they always do because we're going to L.A. next week, which was city five. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why they do that, but that's the way they decide to do it and spell out all the stories. So we kicked off the night with Christine Shepherd. She was a stage person.
Yeah.
Jake, I'm going to start with you. What do you think?
I think she's so cute, her smile, and I think that people would really want to vote for her. I thought she was really welcoming, but I thought she seemed really nervous, and to me it seemed like she was making up her solo right then and there. Mm. It just seemed it seemed a little all over the place for me. That's just me, though.
That's interesting. And she was definitely selling, I'm cute as a button. Did you guys find her cute as a button?
Yeah.
I did. I loved her. I
Brody loves buttons,
though. I love buttons. I must have them.
must have buttons.
No, I loved her. I thought she was really cute. And I liked the personality that, she was giving off. And it's exactly what you said. Like, she's the kind of person that...
It's a memorable personality.
I want to vote for her. Like, she's awesome. And I liked her movement. I know what you mean where it seemed like maybe she was making up on the spot because it was so, like, I feel like she really played with the musicality and, like, making everything very last minute. So it did seem like that kind of, like, abruptness. But I thought it was really different. Like, I don't see many dancers move like that.
Yeah.
I definitely thought it was original. I thought it really stood out. You know what I mean? If anything, it kind of reminded me a little bit of Sasha. And Sasha is so... unique in her movement, and it's very different from any other kind of, like, stage dancer. To me, she seemed less competition dancer movement-wise, more like company work.
And that's exciting.
It was cool.
That is exciting, because we have a couple competition dancers coming, and I was like, if I see another head nod...
And then someone was like this, like, come here, let me hear it.
Give me.
Which was cute, but...
It worked in tap.
Whenever I see people, like, singing the lyrics while they're dancing, I'm like, is this at a club?
What did you think of nine, though?
I think it was a really... I really liked her song choice.
Funky.
Different. It was different, yeah. And what resonated with me was when she went into that, like, that split thing and contracted... thing.
Yeah, it was like handstand, forward roll, split, contract.
That was very impressive to me. I was like, okay, sold.
What
I
is
like you.
Impressive I, about this split move? Because I can't stand it.
Do it.
That's, okay.
And then coming back.
Can you contract now?
Oh, she probably could contract and then flip back. But what I don't like about it is that the fact that the feet are always parallel, so it always looks really stubby and short. It's just like, my dad can slowly get at like
can you get a video proof of your dad?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm just saying, everyone's doing it. It's in everyone's solo.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's not... I don't know. I'm just wondering why.
I only saw one other time.
Preach.
Maybe.
We saw it last year.
Ricky is the only one that I've seen it, and it's blown my mind because he literally, like, put his... tip of his toe.
It's always turned out, too, so.
Yeah.
Let's see that.
Well, I think it's going to be nice to see how she sort of, if she does go through and she makes it to the top 20, I think it'll be really interesting to see how she progresses.
She's not on my list yet.
No.
Okay. Not just saying. Okay. All right, she does make it to Vegas, though, at least. And then we go on to Kenya Sutton, Street. Known as the Queen of Detroit or Standing O. I thought this was very sensual for a street animator.
I didn't expect that from her either.
All I was looking at were her earrings. They were just so big. I was like, that they either have to be really heavy or really light. That's all I was thinking. I don't know why.
They're probably light. To dance, you think?
Yeah.
I'm like,
so, of course, you weren't watching the moves. You were just like, shiny.
Yeah, I was like, they're so big.
But this is a really good point, and let's talk quickly about this. We've talked about this off air, that she was the one that admitted, I auditioned because
this is it.
And she flat out admitted it, and, Nigel's like,
smart,
great.
And intelligent.
It is, and it makes a great point, so we're going to see fresh faces, too. We're not seeing a lot of those, I auditioned season 8 and 9 and 10.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a couple repeats.
Which I think is great, for those kids to come out. Because it's really intimidating to compete against dancers who have been trained, who are a little bit more versatile. Like, how are you... I think it's even difficult. I think it's really difficult to compare guys and girls. Now, let alone someone who's training a whole different way than someone else. I think it's easier for the public to see how the stage dancers are doing, but they don't understand the street dancers because it's not been brought to the light. And I think that's what they're doing. And that's why I was like, oh, you're good. You're great. You don't, you're saying, like, I don't do cha-cha, but can you do this really...
Can you jit?
Right. Can you do that?
Can you Detroit jit? No.
Yeah.
I can't.
No.
Well, I'll try.
Yeah.
I was like, man,
learn. Learn.
Yeah. Okay.
Learn. And then we'll come back in the next show.
Okay. Game on.
Yeah. She goes to Vegas. No surprise on that.
Yes. Yeah. Big earring. More.
All right. Now we come to the romance. Let's meet in line at an audition in Atlanta and be engaged at 19.
2 weeks later.
Yeah, 2 weeks later.
She did not look 19, though. Oh. Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, people are maturing way faster these
days. So fast.
Look at us when we were 18. I looked like I was 14. I didn't have armpit hair, and I still don't.
I was the same to me. You have age today.
Frody was like...
I just shaved.
Oh, okay. Frody, though, in your audition, you're like, is that like a cheer competition? Frody's
audition was amazing. Okay, her audition is by far one of the best auditions. Oh. But when you talk to her about it, she goes... Yeah, I didn't really, want to audition. My friend wanted to go, so I went. I was
like, it makes him so mad because it was like a dream. Show for like years,
and she's like, I was just there.
Thanks,
so
Reed.
I did
Thanks for making me audition.
That who did it?
Reed Tankersley.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, he's Juilliard.
Yeah, he's an awesome dancer, and he was like, I want to audition, and he didn't even show up. I come and I'm like, Reed, I'm here, and he's like, oh, sorry, I'm still in the up north, and I was like, okay.
You're like, my mom drove me from the cheer competition.
Right. I mean, I'm here. I changed out of my uniform.
Oh, my gosh.
She had those lashes, though.
She had those fake lashes. My voice was, like, gone from cheering the past 3 days. I was like, hey, guys.
Chain smoker.
Please take me to Vegas. Like, scary times. I actually have a difficult time watching that.
Really?
No, it's adorable.
Your body is sick.
It's really adorable.
Oh, you guys are cute.
And, yeah. Nigel's like, that Ponche with the assist, oh my god, he's like dying. Alright, Kelly McCoy, she did try out for season 11, obviously, stage dancer, gets a fiancé. Gets a fiancé on top of all this.
Get that ring.
I thought she was a little rough around the edges. Little, not as polished, like gorgeous toe point, like there's some really nice things, but a little rough in the
dance. I thought transition-wise, it just felt like here, I'm going to do this here. It felt like competition, like old-school competition, where not, like, there's not a lot of artistry, I felt like. I feel like if she would have auditioned 3 seasons ago, I don't think she would have gotten through.
Or she would
have gone to choreography and then gotten cut.
Yeah,
I thought it was a lot about their story rather than dancing.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that they're going to probably play them against each other in Vegas. Like, is he going to go home? Is she going to go home? And then one of them's going to go home and the other one's going to freak out. It's just going to be a whole thing.
We have to get a divorce.
They're very cute together. Very supportive. What do you think, Allison?
Sweet. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't dislike her, but I can totally see everything that you're saying right now, for sure. 100,000,000%. I mean, I certainly think they're going to elevate that level of drama once they get to Vegas. Because even when they got to her man, it was as though, like, Nigel was like, no, right?
Yeah, I thought they were trying to create something.
So, I don't know. I just, yes, there's an obvious layer of... This is all being done on purpose right now. To me.
Storyline.
But did you like her? Like, did you feel anything?
I didn't dislike her, but she wasn't, like, at the top of my list of... I really, really, really love.
Honestly, remember that. I forgot about them until you just
Okay, there you are.
I
remember from last year.
I always go back and just kind of like the next day and like kind of make extra notes. And I had to write down, this is the one with the fiancé. Because I looked, I'm like, which one was her? I didn't know. So,
Although Nigel did say that she was kind of like Ginger Rogers.
She looked pretty. She did
look a lot like her.
That was a compliment.
That's a great compliment.
Hello, Ginger Rogers.
Hello.
How did you feel about her hair being down, like... I felt like it kept getting in the way of everything.
It's a fad. People want to dance with their hair. You know what I mean? It's like an extra layer. It covers up a lot of things.
Yeah, it's easy to hide. You don't have to perform as much.
No, and honestly, your head, like, tilts don't have to be any directional change doesn't have to be as strong because your hair is doing all the work for you.
It's hair emotion.
Yeah.
Hair choreography. Hairography.
Oh.
I got you.
Look at that.
Frody, you have some really good hair.
I have no hairography. I'm practically bald.
Your ponytail would be great.
Put it in my
bunny ears.
On with the show. Then we go to Tyrell Noel, which is her fiance. Street, kind of, he said an animation freestyle is how he called it. And, you know, did you like the slowness? Did you like the emotion behind it?
I thought the emotion behind it was really cool. I just kind of wanted more because I expected because she kind of came out the gate like boom and they all liked her. I thought that it'd be a little bit more interesting. I liked him, but I thought I wanted more.
Well, I think when you have, who's that one guy that like cleanses your soul when he dances? And that's emotion. You know what I mean? It was like 2 seasons ago or last season. It's the same genre.
The horror guy?
But people were crying by the end. It was very innovative. It was like, I'm going to take your soul and heart.
It's like serial killer animation.
Right. But
it's really good.
Right. Ooh. That was the first time we'd ever seen that genre. And this guy it wasn't original for me. And it didn't live up to that expectation at all.
Yeah. I wrote not enough for me.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you.
Yeah. Mm. You're just like,
he
what
was
else?
Charming. He was cute. But
he had a cool vest on.
Maybe
he
was cool better in person, because sometimes you just can't break through that TV screen, you know? If you're not
in the room.
Totally. Yeah, it's two different performances, for sure. Mm.
But he sure got a ticket to Vegas anyway.
Barely, though.
Barely.
Paula loved him.
She did. I was live tweeting last night, and then Paula tweeted me back, and she was like, I was fighting for him. I was like, okay.
But my defense, she didn't see that performer in the last couple seasons because she's new.
True.
It's fresh to her.
Yeah, so to her, it's like, I've never seen. But like, you watched it a couple seasons ago. That kid was, I don't know who, I was like, whoa, this guy's different and insane.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the one thing about Paula, and this is a really good quality, is that she is always constructive, she's always very positive, she's always very supportive. We're going to get that from her all season long, so, mm-hmm. She's a good cheerleader.
We need a cheerleader on the bench.
And not only a cheerleader, but someone who is so darn educated in dance.
Yes.
Out of those three, she should have been on So You Think You Dance from the beginning.
I agree.
Beginning.
Absolutely.
I completely agree.
She dance.
She's been there for ages. Ugh. But she just fits.
I mean, I remember people taking her class on convention.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
I'm just, you know,
instead of everyone wanting a date with Jason Derulo, so.
Yeah,
of course.
Everyone.
So I think you can dance and date Jason Derulo. Before we move on, we just want to remind everyone that we appreciate all of your feedback. We do have a Podcast One survey going on, so check it out at podcastone.com. Your responses help make the show better. We always love your feedback. We like to get guests like Frody and Kent in the studio with us and just help us out. So it takes just a few minutes, podcastone.com, and keep those answers and tweets and comments coming. All right, let's move on to Corey Mission Whitfield, street dancer. All right, this is the guy that was 30, and I hate to say that in dance, like 30 is at the upper end of, you know, 18 to 30 is the age range. So you hate to feel like that's old, but we've had Serge Onik on here, and he was 26, and he was the oldest contestant last season. He's like, I felt like a grandpa.
Yeah, our season was really young. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember him. I think it's hard. I think Melissa was probably the oldest contestant. She was older when she competed as well, I think.
Or even Pasha, maybe?
But I mean, it's different too, and especially since it's such a different style as well. Like, we're not talking like 30-year-old and he's a ballet dancer. Mm-hmm, so it's different. I don't really know how to judge that. I don't really know if there's growth beyond 30 because... And I know guys develop differently than girls. Like, it's a whole...
Injuries are probably different from street versus stage dancer, too. I don't know what are your injuries. Like, joints?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. Things that I don't have.
And I also feel like street people get better not only just training more, but actually, like, seeing more variety and getting out and meeting new people and battling new people. I think that's where they grow versus we work on repetition. They work on, like, you know what I mean?
That's a good assessment. I like that.
Well, I thought it was interesting that they brought in his godsons to come in and dance, and I was like, are they auditioning too? Because they're pretty good.
That's what I was thinking.
They must not be old enough.
Maybe they were, like, 16, 17, just under the age.
Those were his students?
Well, he said that they were working dancers, so they could have been under contract with someone else.
That's entirely possible. But I was like, they should audition.
I thought his movement quality was... mature, like he had actual like life experience to show through movement, which was exciting. But I don't necessarily remember him.
Yeah.
So
no, I remember
he was
all
wearing red.
Yes. He was wearing
red.
He had like
I didn't even
shirt.
Write that note, but I remember that.
Red. Yeah, imagery, and then the battle that they had with the three of them.
Yeah,
right.
Which
Yeah, we'll see what happens in Vegas because
he made it through.
He made it through.
He made it through.
He did get a ticket.
Cool.
Yep. There you go. Brooke Fong, 18. She had a little bit of competition face going on. She's a stage dancer.
Oh, yeah.
The sexy one.
The dad crying.
The dad was crying.
She danced to Fever. 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 Beyonce. Right. Beyonce. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's kind of sexy.
I just love how everybody lost their minds when she did, like, the three, like, leg spin.
Oh, yeah. This is what I think about her.
Oh.
This go. Is because go. I was like, Frody, I feel like I
oh, God.
Very, I really like your stuff. Okay. So I feel like any time Frody, her solo was very sexy, yet she was cute, but she wasn't trying to be cute. Mm-hmm. She just is cute, but can play both very well. It's very natural. I feel like a lot of girls are like, I'm going to pick a sexy song, but be yeah. cute so I don't look sexy. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, no, you're just... I think, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, trying to pick some a little bit of more of a risque song, but then having a smile every once in a while to be like, wait, I'm innocent.
I'm inviting you in, yeah.
Right. So I thought it was a little bit, like, a little forced. It looked like, okay, we're going to smile on eight.
Yeah, I felt like the competition face, like, every mm-hmm. once in a while I came in there.
But those last turns were so good.
She's great control. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she's done that solo a ton.
Right.
A but predictable song,
I
do, too.
But what I liked about her is that she's talking to the judges. She had her arm across, like, holding her arm, just like... Mm. And then she came out and had, like, a personality, mm-hmm. I thought she was one of the most memorable people on the episode for me.
Whoa, cool.
Interesting.
I really do. I don't know why. I just really liked her. I thought there were some points... I liked her hyperextended arms.
Oh, that was, she did.
That
she
was
did
cool. That. I don't know. It was just... There was something about her that was interesting. Do I think she'll make it to the final 10? I don't know. But I just... I liked her, and I hope to see more of her.
I wrote that she was a turning maestro. Mm-hmm. She just was like,
That's
a good
way to
describe
it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Strong core.
Wow. Yeah.
Definitely a strong core.
You are a turning wizard.
She makes me think of, like, someone that you see this season, you know, they feature her, and maybe she makes it, like, season 13 or something. Like, right. She comes back.
Oh.
You know?
She's back. Like,
yeah.
I mean, exactly. She's 18, yeah, so.
She's 18. She's young. I feel like she's a little bit more growth.
Growing today.
Yeah. I think that she seemed young to me when I was watching it. You know, I was like, this girl is young.
Yeah, and I want her to have her own opinions when she's dancing.
Yeah, and also, like, you were 18, right, doing that solo. So it's like,
different 18
that's the thing. It's like,
she's a different 18-year-old.
But it's like, that's the thing. It's like, I feel like she was trying to do something that you sort of did in your solo, and it just wasn't.
A lot of girls try it.
It's just not the same, mm-hmm. I don't know, there's just not the same feeling or something behind it.
It's not original anymore. You know what I mean? Like, yours just happened.
Yeah.
That's she true. Just came from, like, a cheer competition.
Right.
She's
right.
Like, oh,
that's,
just do a solo.
That's the secret yeah. ingredient, actually.
Don't care.
I'm so busy. Let me just throw in the So You Think audition into my busy day.
Yeah. Gotta go home and feed the dogs. Gotta go, Nigel. Go to Vegas. If Frody's not home, she's in Vegas.
She's in Vegas. Well, she got her ticket to Vegas. Oh, wait. She won the show.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
I squeezed it
that.
In.
No.
We'll never,
no.
Just.
Sorry.
Just no money. A lot of money, no money. Oh. No, it's great.
I always tell Kent that I feel like he won and I just took his money.
So, she's a thief then.
Yeah.
One day I'll get
but
it back
a lovable
from her.
One.
A
know?
Lovable thief.
Yeah.
No, you deserved it.
No.
All right, you guys. You're going to have to help me remember this one. It's Chelsea Harold, stage. She's an older dancer at 26 again.
Oh, that's so scary.
Yeah, older. Isn't that horrible? Like,
I'm almost that old.
It was the friends. They were the friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she had some rough lines, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, like, I think she was trying to go into, like, full side extension. It was like...
Yeah, I mean, at this point of the game, like...
They're the friends, the two.
Yes.
In the Bronx.
In the drive... Oh, shoot.
In the driving.
The driver... Their stories were so good, and she had such a great personality.
Her
dancing still needed work, but, like... I watched it and I was like, oh, this is the personality you can kind of cling towards. This is the person you can root for. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was like, sweet. I watched it and a couple of my friends, Rose was watching it. She's like, I really like her. Like, and I was like, yeah, she's really likable.
You love the underdog. I love the underdog. Like, you just are always like, yeah, you can
and
do it.
And the other girl,
yeah.
too. I mean, her story, I was like, dang.
Yeah.
They both had amazing stories.
But she didn't get the ticket to Vegas. So that's got to be hard. Like, when you go with a friend and one of you goes to Vegas and the other doesn't.
Ooh.
Long car ride home, right?
Yeah. Or, like, you go on a show with your friend and one of you wins and the other doesn't. How does that feel?
She's not talking about me. We weren't friends.
Right. Right. But we didn't judge.
Do you just go to her Teen Beach?
Yeah. Teen Beach.
Yeah.
Teen Beach, too.
Actually, I did audition for that, so he can, technically. There we go.
Rub it in her face.
You know, I was shocked that you didn't get that. I was like, well, and you want to know why? There are too many blondes.
Too many.
Lots of blondes on that.
Should have dyed your hair. Or shaved it all.
Really went for the stretch there.
The shaved head is so Disney. All right, Jessica Southwell. I got to hand it to this girl because I tweeted her last night and she tweeted me back, man. I like people that just like get it and just have a sense of humor about it all. This was the Chap Charleston, or what was it? The Tappleton?
Oh my god, this one was funny.
The Tappleton, yeah. Or J South is what she called herself. That was a slippery floor.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, she should have put, like, she should have done something to her.
Something,
how
yeah.
What do tappers do?
I used to
spin?
Put, like.
Yeah, spin.
Yeah, and you could have put.
Rosin?
Rosin, yeah. Yeah, you could have rosin.
Or, don't wear those shoes. Have two pairs. I mean, if I. Usually tappers got 8 tap shoes. Well, yeah, with purple
the broken
plaid
ones and right. Yeah.
Right. She was so funny to me.
I was very offended by that whole segment.
When Nigel said that thing, I was like, that was weird.
Yeah.
Or is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it was awkward.
When he called her that thing, I was like, that's kind of mean.
It was really awkward.
Yeah, what is
slush?
It?
Slush? Slosh or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was odd in that the outfit just didn't work with what she was doing. She was
Everything about it was really uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. Great recovery, though. When she fell,
she got
come
quit.
On.
Yeah.
I said, when in doubt, this is what I wrote to her. I'm like, when in doubt, roll.
Yes.
Nice. Oh, she responded to you?
She did.
Aww.
And she's like, yay. I mean, she totally, because I was like, you know what? Rolling is good. I mean, it'll get you out of something, and you can roll back up and to the stage and get tapping again.
Yeah. I thought the idea of it was cool and different, and her look is really unique and stuff. It just didn't, the shoes didn't help, and nothing felt grounded.
It's that concept. Last week we had the ballroom hip hop or the ballroom.
Yeah.
And you know, I thought if you had executed it really well, it could be something really interesting. Mm-hmm. And you have to, if you're going
to
go off in a direction,
get really cheesy.
You have to make it so.
That's exactly it. You have to like really think this out. Like how am I going to do this?
I kind of wish this girl would have come in like Amelia, remember, with like the
like
the flapper haircut, and then like gone full like
character.
Flapper turkey, you know? So I don't know. I felt bad for her. I felt bad for her.
Backstory.
Yes.
Yeah.
You felt for her?
I felt bad for her.
When
I was
she
like,
fell
oh,
yeah. or
I thought
like the whole time.
I thought she handled herself really well.
Yeah,
I think
she did. I just didn't. I thought the judges were like, I don't know. I just was like mean. I don't like.
I thought it was tough.
I don't know.
I thought it definitely.
Yeah,
was
that's
mean.
What I mean. I was very humble.
And when we're feeling it at home, I'm like, sometimes you think,
no, right?
How
holidays.
Did it,
yeah,
yeah.
But it's good that she has a sense of humor, though. I like that.
Yeah, I love that. She was like, "You roll, girl, roll. Get back on your feet. You do it." She didn't go to Vegas, but we're gonna go into probably one of my favorites of the night. This is Samantha Reyes, the other girl from the Bronx, street dancer.
Yeah, she was cool.
She's so You Think You Can Dance to me.
Mm-hmm. Her story was insane. Insane.
Yeah, how do you make... You can't make stories up like this.
You can't.
No,
because it's real life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's good about reality television, because it's really authentic and real.
And but, she's raising her siblings
and, so
and has time to dance.
Yeah. And so honest. And I like when she like addressed like her anger issues and stuff like that. I was like, most people can't talk about or don't want to talk about that or show that side. So
the only note that I would... say to her, if she made the show, she's going to be pushed in different ways that she's really going to have to, like... Because in that show, you really... So many things happen. You just kind of have to trust, and you have to kind of just be like, okay, this is what... You can't control everything, and I feel like she is such a protector and provider that she's gonna be taken aback. Like, she's going to go through, like, a really cool moment if she gets on the show.
I second that. I just wrote heartwarming in all caps. That's what I wrote. I mean, I felt for her. I was rooting for her from, like, the moment I saw her face. Mm-hmm. I was like, I kind of like her. She looks cool. And then when she got on stage, you couldn't help but just feel for her. Feel for the story. And you want to see what's going to happen to her.
She's scrappy.
So, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think that's
she
what I was like.
You
I really liked her hair. I
for
was like, Curly sister for life.
Mm-hmm. She's awesome. Sam I am. I don't know. I just thought, like, if she can make it into that top 10. And I do, you know, I hope that we do see more than, like, 2 or 3 female street dancers. Cause, you know.
And you want, the stories are so important.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, yes, you want the dancing and stuff, but, like, you also want to see the growth. And I think she could... you know, like, I don't know if, what kind of opportunity she's had in the past, but, like, this is such a great opportunity. Mm-hmm.
She's one of those people, too, that I would want to see do, like, contemporary, because
Oh, my gosh, she would have so much to pull from.
She has actual life experience to work from.
Spinner girl!
Yeah, she'd be so true.
So, that makes me sad.
She would be so good.
I hope that they do some of that this season, though, even though it's going to be, you know, all...
They're going to do all the styles in top 20.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, everyone has to do.
Oh, good.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's not just...
That's good.
Yeah.
There is going to be some crossover.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. Good and good.
Yes. I don't know when that's going to happen, but...
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. I didn't know either. I was like, are they just doing street stuff?
No, it's not going to be all... They're going to have to... They're going to be all challenged.
Stage. Yeah.
Those titles are so silly, though. Like, stage
I saw a lot of, like, scathing reviews about last week's episode about how... About race.
Yeah, I've seen like commentary street. On that.
It's bad.
I've seen some commentary.
I see it too. And it's just, I don't know. I was going to ask you guys, like, what are the reviews on the season? Because I've read something. The ratings weren't as
the
high.
Ratings are down over last year, and last season was way down. And we're coming off the heels, and I don't know if you guys remember this, but season 11 was very white. And we heard a lot of complaints about that last season, and now you're sort of... You say, oh, well, we're making it more balanced, but now you're saying, well, here's stage, here's the train dancers, here's the street dancers. A lot of times the socioeconomic backgrounds are very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of those things that you're like, are you pointing it out? Are you calling it out? But no, Nigel keeps saying, he keeps tweeting out, like, wait, it's balanced. Wait till you see it. You have to see the top 20, so.
Yeah.
Like, you can't start throwing mud at him until we do know who the top 20 is.
True.
And, you know, we gotta stop looking at the color and look at the talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Amen. Yeah, totally.
And that's what Nigel said last season. He goes, I would have loved to have had a more diverse cast for the top 20. He's like, but it just wasn't there this year. So, was what it was.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, we go into... Samantha goes to Vegas, of course. Miranda Wilking stage. This was her birthday, her 18th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
She was really cute.
I wrote Jumping Firecracker. I don't know. That's what I wrote. She was jumping a lot, I feel like.
Yeah, she was. She had a lot of, like, really explosive movement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep.
Firecracker.
Yes. The high-waisted, like...
Yes.
And the bra, right?
Yes.
And then the braid and the red lip.
Yes, yeah.
How lucky was she that her birthday was the day of the audition?
Oh, it could have gone bad.
Like, I don't
know. It could have been bad.
I think she reminds me of, like, Tiffany from Eliana season, but not as good. Mm-hmm. I feel like she needs a few more years. Yes. I didn't think that...
Tiffany's... Amazing.
Yeah, she's Tiffany's so like great. A beast. But this, I don't know. I feel like if she would have auditioned last season or the season before, she wouldn't have made it through.
She couldn't have.
I honestly feel that a lot. I feel that, like, what you keep saying, like, if they would have auditioned a couple seasons ago, mm-mm. I don't know if we would even have seen them.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing with the auditions versus who actually makes it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see some of the clips and you're like, whoa, where was that trip? Where are those people? And then they show, I think it's going to be interesting. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
And also I feel like sometimes people shine, like, in Vegas doing, like, the stuff that's out of their element.
Exactly.
Because they're, like, that, like, fear, that adrenaline, like, pushes them. And they can, like, really, like, do so much better in something that they weren't, like, preparing for so long. You know what I mean?
Some people aren't soloists.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, some people are better at doing someone else's choreography.
Right.
Those kids aren't choreographers. They're just dancers.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times they're doing their own stuff. Mm-hmm. Give them doing Travis's stuff, and then let's start looking at them.
Right.
And you do see, like, some of those kids do really well in Vegas. It is. It's the adrenaline of the week and everything. There was one dancer I won't mention on here, but... they were on, and I thought, I don't know if they should be in the top 20. I've seen them dance subsequently, and I'm like, I'm still surprised, actually. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been a lot of maturity in their dancing. So you don't know. But obviously, when that person was in Vegas, they just nailed it, which is awesome.
Yeah. And
it's when it counts.
A different energy there.
Yeah.
Like, you're around some of the best. Like, you know, some of those people really take that and grow with it and really... Mm-hmm. You know, it's different.
Hey, they were on when it mattered. That's what you got to do.
That's all.
But one thing I want to say about Miranda, I felt like she brought some much needed energy to the episode. Like, I felt someone were like, bam, here you go. And I was like, okay, this is good.
Yeah. And I like she's really small and just like can knock some shit stuff out.
Watch out. She's going to Vegas.
Mom. Whoops, sorry, bud.
She's going to Vegas, although she can't do anything in Vegas because she's not 21.
Yeah.
But Brody can.
She's going to be like dancing around. They're all like, you're not 21 yet. All right, we go to Aaron Villains, street dancer. Oh, this is the creep, huh, guy. Do the creep.
Classic, I just thought so it was cool that it got like the whole audience involved. That was cool.
I agree with that, but I also kind of felt like when the judges started to get up as he was dancing, I was like, is that like the scariest thing ever when you're on stage dancing?
No, he didn't care.
I feel like he was in his own little world.
He loved it.
He loved it.
You have to have one of these during the audition round.
It was cute. It was cute.
Yeah.
My thing, too, is even like the ones that are bad aren't bad enough. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to be bad, I want to, like, you know what I mean?
You want, like, tap school, you know, like, your first, like...
Or, like, you know, flipping and landing on your face.
Like, they, oh. Yeah.
I'm
not ready.
Too soon.
That poor Jessica girl fell. I mean, that was
but
probably...
But she handled it so well.
She did.
That wasn't, like, epic fail like, no, some, like some of the old ones used
like,
to
you
be.
Like, you know that there are epic fails out there. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know how many times have you bought mod and your foot slipped underneath you. Like, that is funny.
Well, we haven't had this question. Wasn't there, like, a bird girl, like, in season 9? Like, she came with, like, a big
full bird costume.
Or the girl, the dancing dish girl. We haven't seen her.
That's cool.
Yeah. I liked her.
Just something different.
She made it to Vegas, didn't she? Mm-hmm.
She did one year. She didn't last year. No. But she did for season 10, I think. It's really cool. I don't know. The audition round has felt, it just feels different because it is different. Yeah. So
it was nice when you can get the audience involved, you know? Let's all dance together.
Was he street or stage?
He was the street. Although it might have been musical comedy.
I know.
We need a separate category for just strange.
I like them.
It's just strange. Like we had the ball hop.
Oh, yeah.
That was the ball hop last week. Ball and then hop. We had the Tappleton. We just have our own hybrid dances. Okay, this is when we go to Michael Madison. This is when we get to the Detroit JIT. And I want to say this is a great thing that they've been doing this season is kind of going into the history of some of the dances in the regions. And they talked about the McGee brothers in Detroit. So for people that are interested in sort of where it's great. I love that.
Yeah,
so
it's
kind of cool to see the evolution of it and to see the McKee brothers, because if you have ever been to Detroit, the biggest event in town is the auto show in January. And you saw them through the 70s and 80s, like grooving with their like Detroit JIT.
They're
amazing.
Tucked to the split.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I mean, I love that about when they do stuff like that and they really educate you about different styles of dance. That's what this show should be about.
I agree.
You know, like kind of peppering that in, because that's what's so cool. And you get to educate America about dance, because that's what we need.
Exactly. And Michael brought in kind of a contemporary feel to the Detroit JIT.
Yeah. It was like musical theater in a way, in a certain sense. I liked it. It was cool.
I was like cheer dancing while I was watching.
I was definitely wiggling while
Right? You couldn't help it.
Yeah.
You had to be kind of like, this guy's making me go. But I'm going somewhere.
Yeah. He needs to be on a commercial.
Yeah,
totally. Promoting something.
Yes.
I would buy it. I'd be like, oh, what are you selling? Yes, sir. Whatever your feet are selling.
Like,
I got it.
Yes. Cool. I got it. Of course, he's going to Vegas. And we finally get to Tappers. First time we've really seen Tappers this season. I've heard, if you don't want to listen, cover your ears. But I've heard only one Tapper makes it to the top 10.
Mm.
Maybe it's one of these two we're going to talk about. Maybe.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer. But we start off with Kelsey Rose Young. And this is the one that you thought might have been a little bit... competition.
But did she have the red shoes?
Yes. She has the red shoes.
I thought she was competition-y, but I really liked her.
I did too.
I thought she was really strong. She really had some energy in her footwork. It was really deliberate. Yeah.
Bang bang.
The bang bang.
My favorite thing about that whole thing was when Nigel was like, your choice of song was so current. I'm like, all right, buddy. It's kind of old.
Yeah, they did a group dance to it last season.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That song, so I was like, okay.
So I was just like,
with the times. We're with
no,
the times.
No, but I thought she was strong. She's
really cute.
Yeah. And she
woke me up. I was not going to lie. I was getting a little distracted. My ADD was kicking in, and I was like,
2 hours is long for Brody.
It's so long. It's still, I'm so much better at being the one who moves than instead of like watching the people moving that aren't me. So I was like this, you know, in my like, I'm watching it and I'm like getting really antsy. And then she came on and I was like, oh, that was nice.
You're like, I like this. You need to periscope you watching like a certain thing.
That would be
honestly
really fun.
And you would.
Put it on your YouTube.
It would be weird.
Next level weirdness.
Yeah. I like it.
America's not ready.
See, Kelsey's another one that you could maybe see. Canada if she doesn't make it this season, you might see her back season.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what she would do in Vegas week during, like, the other styles, but...
Mm-hmm. Very curious.
Yeah.
Yeah, because tappers are always...
She looks like she could do other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Most tappers usually can, and they always would send them to choreography round. I'm like... usually tappers are really well trained.
Right.
Yeah. Well, right. It's so much center and so much like articulation in the feet, and you're grounded, and you usually understand plié. And all
great
that.
Technique. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But they didn't. They gave her. She's going to Vegas. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Before we talk about our next tapper, we just want to remind everyone this is kind of a cool thing. Dance Battle America. This is going to be ABC's newest competition special. If you guys have not checked out, yeah. Get this. Okay, ready? This is it started out as Dance Wars on Instagram with Maria Menounos and Julianne Hough and their families. The Kardashians got involved.
Did they dance?
Amber Riley. The whole families would dance on like Thanksgiving and Christmas and everything else. It's now going to be a series. So it's an opportunity of a lifetime. If you guys want the chance to dance on network television, all you have to do is submit at dancebattleamericacasting.com.
That's funny. So it's like Family Feud, but dancing?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my god.
And I just want to say, like, go and troll Maria Menounos' Instagram page and go back and see them. They happened over Thanksgiving and Christmas the last 2 years.
They're really so much fun.
Derek Hough had it, Julianne Hough had it, Amber Riley. I'm trying to think. Kate Hudson did it.
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
Well, I mean, we did Glee with her and she can dance.
She can dance. Mm. She's a trainee.
No, she's good. Yeah, yeah.
And she might be kissing Derek Hough too sometimes.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Ooh.
What? But hashtag dance battle ABC. I don't know.
We'll talk.
Okay. Sometimes. Okay, let's go on to Gabby Diaz. This story I liked.
Determined.
But I love it when a dancer, like, has a failure, takes the notes, goes back and readjusts within a week. There she is. From Dallas, she goes on to Detroit and...
She makes it?
She makes it.
I don't know, though. I feel like it's not that hard to be like, you just need to slow down your tap dancing moves. Like, but okay.
That was the direction.
She said it was a whole new solo. But I'm sure she had something else in her arsenal. I'm going to guess.
I honestly, and sometimes what the judges say, like, they have to say something.
Right.
You know, so what they say that week could totally be different than what they're saying that week, just depending on how...
What they ate that morning.
Exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which, who they saw before.
Yes,
it's a whole, you know...
She did say her taps were muddled. Yes. Like, her sounds were all muddled.
The first audition?
In the first audition, which we didn't get to see, but...
I liked her. I liked what she did. I liked it a lot. I think that she deserved to go to Vegas. I just thought that
what song
comment was
to?
So...
I'm an endangered species,
arbitrary.
I think.
It's so stupid.
Endangered species?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a woman.
Yeah.
I am an artist.
Yeah. And she's another Miami kid, so a few people know her. Oh. All of the, like, the dance Rudies. And Ricky would know her, too. So that little community seems
But I think she's cute. I think she's very camera-friendly, too.
She's gorgeous.
Very camera-friendly. With you.
Yeah. With Barry, so you think you can dance. Yes. So. The final one of the night, she's going to Vegas, of course, Roydale Shannon, finally seen some crumpers as well, and this, he said it was, beastly but smooth is how he described his style.
Wait, the last guy?
So good, right?
I loved him. And his kid!
I know.
Where is the kid? I need that kid in my life.
So right. Cute.
He biffs it. It's so cute. He biffs it and he gets back.
Another one with great recovery.
Yeah.
Learning early, you know?
Yeah. I thought he was awesome. Mm-hmm. It's not since, like, I feel like Russell was, you know, I guess he was the last, like, crumper that's made an impression
season
on the show,
six,
but
yeah.
I felt like this guy was so super exciting.
Yeah,
like, super,
great,
super exciting.
Like, stage presence. You know, a lot of times in crumping, I feel like if the energy's so down and, like, compressed, and this guy, it was still strong, and it was still in, you know, his own little sphere, but it was, like, projecting out.
He was, like, welcoming everybody to be, like, in on it. It was cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed him. I'm hoping he makes it to top 20, or interesting to see what he does in Vegas.
Yeah.
He's not on my top 20 list yet, so I don't know. I'm trying. I'm trying to find out everyone's name. The end of the night wound up with 55 on Travis's team and 60 on Twitch's team out of Detroit.
Wow.
A lot of people. We had high numbers last week, too. I remember Rudy was like that many people. So Vegas is going to be like...
It's usually like 13 people a city.
Well, because there's no choreography round. So it's like even if they like him a little, I feel like they're like, whoa, let's give him a chance because it's either yes or no, right?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like there's going to be 250 people in Vegas.
Good luck, everybody.
Which is huge.
My friend Nick, who was like the musical theater guy on there, he made it to Vegas, and he said that at the end of the night, there were only 3 stage boys that made it through on his whatever the day that he went through. And I was like, that's crazy. And he said they literally took like 40 street people. Wow. But Detroit is known more, I guess, for street dancing.
But. Yeah, and Detroit looked like they were having a harder time finding a stage dancer. But it's strategic, too. If I was a stage dancer, I'd go straight to Detroit. If I was street, I'd go somewhere else.
Yeah. Be smart about it.
Yeah, you got to be strategic with these. And L.A. is always the last one. They have less tickets to give out, right? So next week is L.A., and
it looks like it's pretty epic from the preview.
I know, we see some ballet, and I'm kind of excited by that. Some things that we haven't seen, some ballroom, hopefully.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about you guys, because you guys collaborated together.
Yes! So we have a new project coming out, and we're doing it this Friday. It's coming out on YouTube this Friday, and it's called Collide in 1986. So
got the chills.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. What it is a prequel to Collide, the dance that we did on So You Think, the prom dance. The Collide dance starts with us slow dancing, and I was like, wouldn't it be cool to tell a story about how we actually became prom dates and how we actually got to that moment? So the prequel, it ends where Collide begins.
Oh, I love that. That's cool. That's a great idea.
And it's set in the 80s.
I saw some great prom wear.
Oh, it's so fun. The
outfits were awesome.
Yeah, it was super cool.
Did you both choreograph together? Or?
We didn't choreograph it. Matthew Kasmerzak choreographed it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep. Yes. So he choreographed it. We got it together. We have some acting in it. There's some Teen Beach people in there. Caitlin Lawson from season 8 is in it. And Jasmine Mason from season 9 as well.
Oh, great.
My friend Frankie Morgan is in it.
Yes. Yes, he
Little
is.
Frankie. I love him.
So cute.
So, you know, there was 40 dancers, and then it was really fun.
I love, all the dance that's emerging on YouTube and everything. Just everything that all of you guys are doing, it's been fantastic. Just to see, I love seeing tweets. I'm like, oh, another one.
That's super exciting.
Yeah, it is really fun to watch.
Yeah, so check out YouTube channel Kent Boyd TV. And then also, when we came here with Rose, It Remains.
Yes.
That is coming out June 26th on YouTube.
Were you guys like Hong Kong or something?
Yeah, we did a couple film festivals. It actually just aired in Ukraine either 2 days ago or 2 days forward. I don't know where we're at. But we did a couple film festivals. We did the San Francisco Dance Film Festival. We premiered out at the Chinese Theater, and we went to Hong Kong for an international film festival.
That's so cool.
And it's been great. It's really,
so
I mean, I want to create these things, and I want to kind of going more in that direction and acting and producing and directing and kind of understanding it all. And it's super fun working with your friends. I hope you had fun doing it.
No.
Amazing.
Thank you.
The worst experience of my life.
Yeah, it's always fun to dance with your friends. And I mean, especially, you know, So You Think Dance family, it's literally a family. And so it's, you see people that you shared this incredibly unique experience with. And, you know, Kent and I were in it from the beginning. We were the little babies that were like, everybody's so good.
I remember the first time we all met. She went to the bathroom and started crying. And I went in there and I would talk to her. I was like, remember Vegas week?
Yes.
This is the crazy story. She was doing a combination. We had one combination that wasn't aired. It was by a choreographer that I forget his name. But it was to Canned Heat, you know, from Center Stage.
Yep.
And it was the original choreography from it. And she went right before that or something. She was doing a combination. And I went up to her and I was like, you can be better. I didn't know her. I didn't talk. But I inside, I was like, you are so good. You need to know it. But I wanted to, I just felt like, I don't know. But I asked her afterwards and she's like, I thought you were a jerk.
I mean, if you
think about it, sounded a little bit like at that point I was like, I don't care if she doesn't like me, I just want her to succeed.
Be inspired and
yeah.
So cute on like a level.
And, it wasn't like
oh, he wasn't like, hey,
it was more like, you can be better.
Yeah, it was very cute. I was so drained. I mean, we all were. Vegas is such a draining week, especially emotionally, just because you're like, they're like, you're going to be going home at any minute, yay. And you're like,
and they love you and they hate you.
Yeah, so, you know, it's very draining, and then it was just cute.
And now here's a group dance at 2 a.m. Do it.
Yeah. So you go through experience like that, and when you're pushed to so many limits. Yeah, and so we've just been through this really unique experience, and because of that, we have a very unique relationship. And so whenever... Well, we do.
It's so unique.
We do.
Sounds creepy.
No,
we have a very unique relationship.
Let the tweets fly.
It's very special what the people of So You Think You Dance go through, and especially if you go from the very beginning together all the way to the end. And so you see these people and you do projects, and it just feels like home. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, these are my people. Like, it just feels great to be able to dance, and especially Kent was so inspired by with this project because, you know, that was like, it's his baby. He like did everything for it. I just like stepped in and was like, I'll be the girl.
You're like I'm here.
Yeah, you know, I was here to have fun and here to help my friend and do something special. So it's just really cool to see, you know, him pursuing his passions successfully and be able to be a part of it in some way.
That's nice. So cool.
Yeah, we're so glad to see you guys succeeding and coming back. Yeah. I know.
She just graduated college.
Congratulations. Yes. And when is Teen Beach coming out?
Teen Beach comes out the 26th. So that day and It Remains comes out at the same time.
Love it. Love it. Strategic. All right. Wow. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us. It's so glad to finally have you in the studio. Yeah. Welcome back. Kent, tell everyone where they can find you online.
They can find me. My Twitter handle and Instagram handle is Kent_Boyd, and my YouTube channel, because I'm posting more videos, and they'll be so much fun. And dance alongs to Collide 1986, so you can learn some of the moves, is just Kent Boyd TV.
Frody.
Everything is Lauren Frody. LauRenFrodie. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. All that jazz.
Allison, where can we find you?
You can find me at the Allison Dean everywhere, and also on my YouTube channel, Winos in Onesies.
Oh. Jake Dupree.
You should have worn a one.
You can find me on Instagram at Jake Dupree and on Twitter at Jake_Dupree, and my YouTube channel, Ever So Jake.
I'm at Kristen Burt on Twitter, the Kristen Burt on Facebook and Instagram. Next week, Valerie Rocky will be here in the studio with us talking about red tap shoes. All right, thanks for joining us, you guys. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.